Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Prophecy Today, part of the hour and a half, 90 minutes that I need to give you the world and the current events seemingly setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As promised, we go now to the Middle East. David Dolan with his Middle East News Update. And David, a report of an explosion of some type in Syria, up near Hama, I guess you were telling me just before we came on the air after the break. Let me find out what that's all about. What's the latest on it?
Well, Jimmy, there's been no confirmation from any official sources to what happened, but Arab press reports, both in Syria and Lebanon, are saying that it was an Israeli airstrike against a military airport in Hama that's just north of Damascus, and it's a base that's used for government bombing raids. The Assad regime uses it for bombing raids against its opponents, but there are known to be Iranian forces also stationed at that base. It's been hit before, but the reports are saying that at least a dozen, maybe 20 Syrian and Iranian military personnel were killed in this possible Israeli strike. Now, again, the Israelis are not confirming that they were involved, but it shows all the evidence of the previous Israeli strikes. And, of course, we had the Netanyahu government in Israel say again this week that Israel will continue to do everything it needs to do to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent presence just to the north in Syria. And this would go along those lines. And, Jimmy, what was in the building, the press reports are saying, were more Iranian surface-to-air missiles. And those are very, very dangerous to Israeli aircraft. We saw, of course, one Israeli aircraft brought down by a probably Syrian anti-aircraft missile about, three, 4 weeks ago. But this is a continuation of the situation, Jimmy, but it comes as there are attempts to find a political solution to the Israeli-Iranian bust-up. President Putin of Russia invited the Syrian President Assad to Russia this week to discuss a peace process and a political process, with Putin reportedly saying it's time now to stop the fighting and to try to work out a final solution here, which, if of course that happened, it implies that Iranian forces would no longer be needed in Syria at all, or at least their excuse for being there would be gone. So Iran might fight against a peace process. Jimmy, I should also note, talking about this strike in Syria on Friday, that there are reports that an unidentified object was shot down over the Golan Heights by Israeli forces just before that. So that may well have been another Iranian attempt to bring in a drone. That hasn't been confirmed, but something may have set off an Israeli response, if indeed it was that. So the conflict continues, but attempts to try to ameliorate it by Russia seem to be occurring as well.
We'll stay on top of the story with David Dolan. Best information we give you will be available on my website, prophecytoday.com. Well, let's look at Turkey just a moment. It looks like Turkey and Tayyip Erdogan is urging the Islamic world to unite against Israel because of the situation there at the Gaza Strip and the border between the Palestinians there and also Israel, wanting to put together an army to go after Israel. Boy, that's unnerving as well, and this is just another proof. This is an unsafe, really wild neighborhood for the Jewish state.
Well, you think you have two neighbors to the north and east, one Turkey that has, I haven't checked recently, but I believe around 100 million people in it. Israel's 8 million. You've got Iran that has over 60 million. So together, that's 160 million people in countries that are openly declaring that Israel will be destroyed. Now, of course, Turkey is still officially a NATO member and still officially on the side of the West and all of these things, but Tayyip Erdogan has taken them much further than that. It has become an Islamic fundamentalist state under his control. He is clearly emerging as a dictator. He won't be removed from power. And obviously, he wants to be the new caliph. He wants to reestablish the Turkish caliphate that ruled the area for over 400 years until World War I. And that, of course, is a great threat to Israel. He doesn't have the support of more moderate Arabs, though, Jimmy. That's important to note. And one factor this week, Egypt got involved in trying to also calm the situation in Gaza, like Russia seems to be doing in Syria. And they called Haniyeh, the Hamas leader, to Cairo for talks. And Egypt reportedly pledged to open up the border crossing, the Rafah border crossing, which has been closed really since the Muslim Brotherhood was removed from power in Egypt and the more moderates came back to power there. This is an opening for the Palestinians, possibly, and in exchange, the Egyptians are saying, calm it down. We can't have these mass shootings where the whole region's going to explode. Calm things down. And Hania reportedly agreed to do that. And the Friday demonstrations, Jimmy, yesterday at the border were much tamer than they have been the previous weeks. And certainly last Monday when we had over 60 Palestinians killed and hundreds wounded in that day-long riot, really. And it was a riot, Jimmy. The films I've seen, not just officially, but from some friends that live in the area and some other things, they were tearing down the fence. They were trying to get outside of it to bomb a subterranean fence that Israel feels it needs to build because of all these tunnels that Hamas has been constructing under the border, and they were trying to destroy that. And of course, machine gun fire was aimed at a nearby town, Sderot, which has been hit so many times by rockets from Gaza over the years. And the IDF responded strongly to that by hitting Hamas positions. But that seems to be calming down also. And again, it's Egypt intervention that's helping with that. But at the same time, Jimmy, Hamas announced that they will hold demonstrations again on Jerusalem Day. Now, that is the Western calendar date of when Israel captured the old city of Jerusalem and reunited it in 1967. That's, of course, in early June. So we may have another round of these clashes, but it looks like things are calming down a bit. But Hamas, again, Jimmy, closely associated with Iran, and what Israeli leaders were saying is this has the smell of Iran again, trying to stir the region up and trying to keep Israel on edge. You throw Turkey into the mix and some others, and it's a deadly game indeed.
David, could that calmness be due to Ramadan beginning and, of course, Egypt opening up those borders between the Gaza Strip and Egypt in order for some of the people to celebrate Ramadan? Could that play a role in this?
It could, Jimmy. And yes, Ramadan began this week, the month-long fasting month for the Muslims, their holiest time of the year. Normally, though, we see more clashes during Ramadan, not less. The young guys in particular get all whipped up and they haven't eaten all day and sunset comes and they have a meal and a smoke and then they go out and do some fighting. And that's basically been the pattern. But this past Friday, yesterday, it looked like people were just tired, too. I mean, that was a massive clash earlier in the week and went on for several days. Of course, it wasn't just in Gaza. There was trouble in the West Bank and Judea and Samaria, and there was other problems in the region. But the Israelis were celebrating because they got the embassy moved to Jerusalem on Monday, and they weren't celebrating the fact that Palestinians were dying, of course. But finally, you know, one of the world powers said, we do recognize Jerusalem as your capital. That, of course, infuriates the Palestinians and really all Muslims. But it's a fact, as President Trump said, and the opening went by fairly peacefully, at least in Jerusalem, although the riots were occurring about 40 miles away in the Gaza Strip.
David, do us a favor. Allow our listeners to have a better understanding of Ramadan. Explain that for us.
Well, it commemorates ancient battles and, you know, could go into all the history of it, but it's really considered, Jimmy, the time when I guess you would say it's like Lent in the Christian calendar, a time of, and actually the Jews have the same before Yom Kippur, a period of extra reflection, extra spirituality, examining yourself, doing good. And of course, the central feature is all adults are supposed to fast from sunup to sundown. Arabic calendar is a 28-day lunar calendar, like Israel observes as well. So the Islamic world observes that 28-day calendar. So that's it. It's supposed to be a time of joy and reflection and good deeds and this sort of thing. But as I've said, in recent decades, it's become a time where we've had more clashes and more violence and more terror attacks than normal. And that's especially been the case when Ramadan occurs in the summer. And like Jewish festivals, an ancient calendar, it goes according to the moon, so it shifts around all through the decade. It will begin in the summer, and in another 10 years it will be in the early spring, and 10 years from that it will be in the winter, and it moves a little bit every year. So that's the situation, but they're hoping for a peaceful Ramadan. It was a pretty good beginning, but again, during this month of Ramadan will be Jerusalem Day and the commemoration of Israel's capture of the city 51 years ago, and that always is a time of extra tension, and it probably will be again.
And at the time of Ramadan, of course, the Islamic world celebrating the giving of the Quran, which they want to revert back to and implement jihad against especially the Jewish state of Israel. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us with his Middle East News Update, always on the spot to give us the information we need to have. David, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Winky Madad standing by. Want to address the issue of the Christian influence on the U.S. move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.